Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, Amazing Relationships, 5 Simple and Easy Steps to Solving Every Single Relationship Issue That You Could Ever Have to Have Immensely Fulfilling, Loving Relationships with Everyone, Especially Yourself. So this is going to be a short one, so I'm going to cut right to the chase with zero foreplay, pun intended. So, all right, here we go. Step one in how to create amazing relationships for yourself and everyone, especially yourself. Step one, get happy and maintain that state of joy by making your number one priority in life being happy, regardless of external conditions and regardless of what anyone else is doing and regardless if you have what you want yet or not. That means pre-paving your way every single day with meditation and affirmations and visualizations and other success and alignment-oriented processes every single morning in your hour of power. All right, step two, enjoy the process of your desires without resistance and judgment of your desires, without doubting your desires and without trying to prove that you deserve to receive those desires, which means focusing on the fullness of those desires and you being, doing, and having those desires in your life, which will feel good, as opposed to thinking about the lack of your desire. In other words, feeling the emotional feeling how good it feels to have what you want, being excited about getting what you want, etc., etc., instead of focusing on the lack of your desire, which feels good, feels bad. If you think about the fullness of having what you want and getting what you want, you're going to be happy and you're going to feel happy. But if you think about, you know, what you want, but then you go, oh, I don't know if I'm going to get that, you're going to feel bad. So that means letting Source do its job and you doing your job, which is step three. Allow Source, the universe, the law of attraction, to do its job of organizing all of the cooperative elements to give you what you want without you blocking that process with your resistance, which means you enjoy the process of creation and the adventure of creating what you want more than the manifestation of what you want. Enjoy the foreplay more than the orgasm, then the orgasm is going to blow your bloody head off. So enjoy the journey, the adventure of creating what you want, rather than being all conditionally oriented and focused on the manifestations. So enjoy the journey more than the manifestations of what you want, and not jumping into action to try to manipulate and control reality to get those physical manifestations. You manipulate and control reality with your vibration, not your actions, not with your control, because you are a creator here for the adventure and fun of creating. You're not here for the creations, and you're not here to prove your worth by how good of a creator you are, or prove your worth that you deserve to get what you want. So you must become a master of allowance and surrender by mastering step one of being happy. Happy first. By appreciating what you like and love and what is working well and easy to like, love, and appreciate on planet Earth, and placing zero attention upon what you don't like and don't want and don't appreciate, etc., etc. Step four. Finally, you can take inspired action. Action that feels good and exciting to take. Action that energizes you, not drains your energy. If you're not clear what to do, then there's nothing to do yet except focus on the joy of getting what you want. Until it's time to take physical action, the only action to take is focus and fun and daily alignment. Your hour of power, focusing on what you want, getting into into a high vibrational state, meditating, having fun, focus on fun. That's your only action until you are inspired to finally take action. So just have fun. That's why you're here on planet Earth in the first place. Step 5, appreciate contrast of life. And this might be difficult for some people, especially if you suffer from the illusion of victimhood. And you believe in the lie of assertion that bad things can be asserted upon you. Then you're not going to appreciate the contrast. You're not going to appreciate things that you don't like and don't want. Because you're going to feel like you're a victim to them. So, step 5, appreciate the contrast of life, of things you don't like and don't want, for the desires that they inspire within you for improvement. And then appreciate the fact that that contrast of life is literally the motivator of evolution and the fuel for infinite growth and expansion, and fuel for your infinite growth and expansion, and for the fuel for the improvement of your life. If you were not clear about what you don't like, you would not be clear about what you do like, and you are never more clear about what you do want and do like when you are clear about what you don't want and don't like. And this appreciation for the contrast of unwanted things in life is an absolute key to your insanity and ultimately your enlightenment, because you don't waste your time and your infinitely powerful creative energy resisting and trying to fight and kill off things that you don't like and don't want, or trying to fight against or imprison people that are doing things that you don't like them to do, which is all a futile activity, because whatever you focus on, positively or negatively, the law of attraction will give you more of that. Even if it is something you don't want and don't like, you focus on it, the universe is going to give you more of it, guaranteed. Regardless, your focus upon what you don't want attracts more of what you don't want. That's how it works. So when you encounter undesirable things in life, you just don't get your knickers in a knot and become one of the millions who are futilely fighting against unwanted things and shooting themselves in their own feet. Don't shoot yourself in your own feet by focusing on things you don't want. Focus on what you do want. Instead, regardless of what contrasting insanity is happening on planet Earth or in the lives of people around you, and even to a much less dramatic degree in your own life, you see the bigger picture and can get on with your life drifting merrily, merrily, merrily down the stream, because life is but a dream to more and more joyful, abundant things, even if everyone else around you is just attracting more drama and more trauma, because that's what they are focusing on. And that is the path of mastery, where you don't dip your vibration down to other people's level and get sucked into their dramas and traumas by focusing on unwanted things and focusing on their faulty belief in their own victimhood. So don't fall into the pattern that other people are victims either. Instead, you understand that absolutely everyone creates and attracts every single nanosecond of their lives, whether they are conscious of this fact or not. Whether you believe in the law of attraction does not matter. Law of attraction is happening just like gravity's happening. And instead of empathizing with other people's plight and then getting sucked into that plight, you instead see them as the masters of creation that they truly are. That is your focus of mastery and enlightenment, to see people as the masters that they truly are, regardless of what crap they're showing you. And if they can create and attract crap in their lives, so this is something you know, if people can create and attract crap in their lives, they can also create roses in their lives. They can create wonderful everything, lots of money, lots of wonderful relationships, whatever they want. And your greatest power of influence to all of humanity is to help them realize their own infinite power to create goodness in their lives and prosperity in their lives and well-being in their lives with the influence of your own prosperity and abundance and your joyful life and your amazing relationships and your abundance and your riches, etc., etc. All right, so that is it. Quick, short, to the point, amazing relationships, how to create them in their lives by letting go of your resistance. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Come visit me at Zakarin.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and products and coaching and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create whatever you want in your life. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense abundance and fun and adventure and amazing, beautiful, sexy relationships. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!